Hey, good afternoon. Hello, hello, hello. This is I Am Miss September.
And this is T Sugar.
And we are back as promised on a quarantine, Rona and Chill.
Rona and Chill.
We just been quarantining. I wonder how's everybody been doing. I hope everybody's been safe, washing their hands, minding their business.
Drinking plenty fucking water.
Staying home.
Yes, and out these streets.
Out these streets because ain't shit out there.
And is not.
But the Rona.
Facts.
So I've been quarantining. Me and, you know, the family been in the house. I tell you one thing. I'm tired of going to the grocery store and to the Walmart. Every time I leave the house, I spend a minimum of $100 to $200. It's no matter where I go, whether it's grab takeout or to go to the convenience store, Walmart, whatever.
I just want my life back. That's it. I've been working a lot, actually.
Because you are essential. Shout out to all the essential workers and the healthcare workers that are on the front line.
Yes, keep your hands clean. Mask up.
I want to give a shout out to everybody out here that's basically putting their lives on the line to make sure that everybody is safe. I have a few people that are close to me that contracted COVID. Some people doing well than others. I have family friends of my, you know, family that I don't know, but they're a little older and they're like really doing bad behind it. Then I have some people that are closer to me that have had it, contracted, and have, you know, kind of like got over it.
Right.
So it's definitely getting close to home, and it's scary because at first I wasn't buying it. I actually thought it was like a hoax. I thought it was like something man-made that they put together and that Trump was just trying to sound good to get back in office. Now seeing that this shit is really serious, it's kind of scary. But if, as long as you take care of yourself, you follow directions and do what you got to do, I think that y'all just got to stay home.
And follow the fucking rules. What's so hard about that? The longer y'all stay in the fucking house and the more y'all obey what the fuck these people are saying, the faster this shit will be over and we be back out in these streets.
Listen, I can't wait to travel again. Like, I work in the travel industry. It hurts. I had to cancel 2 trips because I was going to Spain and I was going to Puerto Rico. I had to cancel both because of this shit.
Well, I spontaneously went to Puerto Rico, honey, and I was not canceling shit. Traveled in the quarantine. Yes, I did. It was easy in and easy out. Best thing the fuck that I did. But fortunately, by the time I got home, they shut Puerto Rico down.
Yeah.
Now they wasn't letting nobody leave. But I made it out by the skin of my fucking teeth. But it was the best fucking vacay a woman has ever had.
Okay. So, I mean, you didn't follow directions, but you... And you got her to be a fucking essential worker. Do y'all hear this shit? Anyway, moving right along. As far as the quarantine's concerned, it's definitely... Now, for me, I'm not going to say that I'm a loner, but I don't get out as much as I don't... I'm not as social as I used to be. But I will say that quarantining has showed me who I need in my life and who I don't need in my life. The motherfuckers that, you know, you check... If you ain't checking on me, I'm not checking up on you. You know, and I don't really feel like... I'm the type of person where I give out the same energy that I give.
Right.
And, you know, it's nothing to pick up the phone and check on a person and just see whatever, look out for a person.
Well, I check in on my bitches.
Right. See if, you know, you need something, you good, you straight, I'm on my way, you know, but it is what it is.
Family too.
You know, it's always family first and you got to take care of yourself because if you don't take care of yourself, who else will?
And that's the truth. They are the facts.
So, you know, with that being said, not only, you know, just quarantining, just being in the house and being confined, you know, I've been doing a lot of spring cleaning. I've been doing, you know, cooking.
Yes. You know, exercising, eating good.
Sex
more.
Binge watching my shows.
Binge watching, but drinking a whole fucking lot. I'm going to need everybody to pause on the elbow.
Drinking is definitely.
Because your ass is going to get addicted. You're going to be fat as shit and you're going to be mad as shit when the fuck this shit is all over. So,
you know, but you know what? Something
else. Hang on to those livers.
I'm going to tell you something else that I started doing. I actually started walking the other day. Now that, you know, I actually stayed in for I tried to stay in for a good 2 weeks. I only left out like once or twice to like go to the grocery store or like to take my daughter to work or something like that.
Right.
So, but other than that, like I've really been in the house. But the other day I told myself that I'm going to start getting up early and taking a walk because sometimes you need that. Like my limbs start getting,
Hell yeah.
I just start feeling like, oh my gosh, I had to get out the house. So I did go for a walk on the trail. Mm-hmm. I practiced social distancing. It wasn't a lot of people out. It was relatively early. So we got out and got back in and it was therapeutic because I felt like it was to the grocery store back. It's like, damn, no time. You know, I was able to like walk and, you know, I had my face mask on and I stayed away.
I feel like this quarantine was kind of a gift and a curse because I feel like it allowed us to get a little bit more closer to the people that we love, like in your home. Like, you know what I'm saying? We tend to run the street a lot. We tend to go to work a lot. We tend to run errands a lot. We tend to forget about sitting down, taking a minute to really just sit and chill with your family.
Right.
Talk, you know what I mean? Catch up. All kinds of shit. Like, and I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm kind of liking this shit. Like, I'm in the house with my granddaughter when I come home. Mm-hmm. My daughter.
I feel the
like,
same
they
way.
Got their homework and shit. Like, everybody, like, kind of doing their own thing. But we as a unit. And that's kind of hard when life is just, you know, regular. We kind of just tend to get wrapped up in everyday life that we forget about this time right here. And this is the shit that matters.
It does.
Because clearly you can see when the fuck it goes down, who else you going to have?
Yep. And the sad part about it is that people are not taking it serious. And it's to the point where I don't want to sound like I'm race bashing, but it's the black motherfuckers are not taking it serious. They still having parties and turn-ups and this, that, and the third. And like, how and why do you not realize that just because you are not having symptoms don't mean you don't have it. You don't know who you came in contact with.
And that's the fact.
They're still trying to figure this shit out because at first they was like, oh, you don't wear, if it's not a surgical mask to the center, you don't know, you can't, it's not to keep the virus out, to keep what you, now they like put anything over your fucking face, a pair of drawers, a bandana,
eyes,
anything. Yeah, like you, is they saying this airborne, or you go outside like that shit,
they're
like pollen.
Fuck it.
Just fucking floating in the air. Like how? So it's like, y'all really have to take it serious. And like, to me, it's like, I guess it's going to take someone closer to you. Cause I see more and
for
more now
really
on social media where people are like, oh my God, my cousin got it. Oh my God, so-and-so got it. Oh my God, this shit hit home.
I know.
So it's like now the more, you know, I just pray that everybody take it serious and take some type of precautions. Cause like I said, even the people that are on the front line, even the people that are, you know, covering themselves and taking care of themselves, they're contracting it. And, you know, it's
like when I came back, I had to go on quarantine. Like I went on quarantine for a week, a straight 7 days locked in. Just
to
see if I was going
to do, you were supposed to do 14.
Yeah, I know. But they say if you don't see no symptoms within that first 7 days, more likely you're cool.
You're good.
And I'm not going to hold
you
the first 7 days. Like
symptoms.
I was cool.
Yeah.
Right. And then I started going back to work or whatever. But yeah, fortunately, like, I haven't had no symptoms. That's a good thing. I'm blessed. You know what I mean? God is good for that part. But, yeah, like, this shit is really, really crazy. Like, people really need to take it serious. Like, really wash your hands. Keep your face covered. Like, watch what you do. Like, try to stay in the house. You know what I mean?
And
really just,
extra shit to
the leave all that extra shit to the side.
I really wish that, like, they, like, shit, because Virginia is locked down to June 10th. And they only gave us the April 30th. Virginia is locked down to June 10th. I can't imagine being locked down to June 10th because...
Girl, first of all, the shit is just crazy even hearing it locked down. Like, what?
Yeah, like we're...
That's fucking absolutely nuts. I've never heard no shit like this.
Yeah, it really feels like we're at the end of days, and I feel like Anne Frank,
that's the scariest shit.
Like the Holocaust, and it
another
just really
thing, pray.
Doesn't seem like. Yes, definitely
pray.
I mean, I don't care who you pray to, who your God is, who you worship. Just pray and pray and pray, and just practice social distancing and do what you got to do, because this shit got you thinking. You know how like back in like the Y2K, and before we was like, oh, every year, it's always something. No, this shit is real.
It is.
Especially when motherfuckers are dropping like flies, they throwing people in body bags and just throwing them into an 18-wheeler truck, just throwing it and just disposing the bodies. The funeral homes can't even keep up and cremate the bodies fast enough. this shit is some next level shit. This is some shit you see on TV. Then really? You click on TV and that's all depressing. They talk about.
Depression.
It's so depressing. That should
make you kill yourself.
So it's like, yeah, like just, you know, try to remain positive. Don't listen to what everybody's saying. Stay on social media if you need to take that break and just take some time, meditate, yes. Like you say, pray, and just take a step back because that should make you go crazy. Just saying, because everybody posting all the negative. And of course, yeah, you want to stay in tune. You want to know mm-hmm. what's going on. But it's something more, and it's going to get better. And the more that we follow, you know, protocol, do what we got to do, practice the social distancing and stay, it's just like, you know, everybody's situation. And one thing I'm telling you, I'm tired of fucking homeschooling.
Girl, you and me both.
I'm tired. And it's not even like I have an issue with my kids or I don't. It's just overwhelming. The emails, the dojo, the Google Classroom.
Girl,
the
this, all of that shit.
Read this,
all
book, of that shit. This worksheet. They sent a motherfucking packet home this thick for my son.
I'm going to keep it real, real rat. I'm waiting for my motherfucking paycheck from the motherfucking school district. From the Catholic parochial and motherfucking public. Where's my check? Because I ain't seen a motherfucking real teacher since 1990 motherfucking one. Okay?
Yeah.
Because, bitch, I've been teaching my motherfucking kids from day one since everybody was the fuck born.
Well, I mean, school definitely starts at home, but I'm saying it's...
No, I'm meaning it's they don't even get... They don't even earn their pay when school was open. Okay? Because every time I turned around, I was coming home, going back over the homework with a mm-hmm. relearning new shit,
right,
getting
right.
on the internet, going back to the day from when I was in school, bringing it back up, going back over it. Like, it's just too much.
Well, I mean, that's a lot.
And now we really, it's just, I'm just well, saying, we really are teaching
But what I'm saying is, if you feel as though your daughter's not getting education and you paying for mm-hmm. Catholic school, then that's a problem. You may need to reevaluate that. But I definitely will say my hat goes off to my mm-hmm. son's teachers because... It's like I said, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. And I know my sons.
But all I'm saying is back in the day when we was going to school, your mother didn't sound like you just said right now. So I'm going to need you to take that back.
What you mean?
Like, didn't just sound take, like, I sound. Like your mom never sat and said, you know what? Like, it's overwhelming. Like, I'll be having to get these papers and stuff together.
Because
like,
you know why?
We didn't have to do that.
Because it's different now. It's different
now. That's what I'm saying. The parents are doing more of the teaching than the teachers.
Well, it's different. I don't believe that too. I feel like we're a team. I feel like I am, you know, I'm the coach and they're the assistant coach. Like it's my job to teach my child, like, you know, basics. But when it comes to my child being in school from 8 to 3 every day, they're learning. It's a lot of shit. Because
no, actually, Harley's learning more being in Catholic. When I'm saying mm-hmm. this within public, even in Catholic, still even in Catholic. I mean, she got a smaller class setting,
right?
And she can, you know, absorb more mm-hmm. now. But still, I just still be feeling like no matter what school they in.
Right.
I just feel like the parents.
But you can't
really
speak for
so
everybody. You can just speak for yourself. I feel like that too. But I also feel like my child's teacher does a lot, like, because a lot of that shit they come home with, I don't understand that shit. I'd be like, what is this Allegra and this, that, and that? I don't understand it. I mean, I'm good when it comes to reading and ELA and all that. Like, I'm good with that. Like, I can help them write a paper. I can help them do, you know, like certain, it's shit that I can help with that I'm like, okay, cool, I know this. But a lot of that math, that shit too tricky. So for me, I be needing him to come and he, for the most part, he's doing really good. The only thing that he's struggling with is the math. That math is hard as hell.
Right.
So hats off to them teachers to be able to teach it and to, you know, and his teachers are so hands on this year that I right. feel like that not only that shit was overwhelming for me before, mm-hmm. it was overwhelming to me before school let out. Now that school is out, having to deal with all this work and
it's
emails every 5 minutes.
That's what I'm saying.
I have two and they're still in school.
Me too. And that's why I was just saying, like, it just be feeling like it'd be more, like, I used to get overwhelmed when I'm working at 8 to 16 hour shift.
Yeah.
Then I'm coming in this house at 11
house
o'clock
you gotta help
and you're
work.
Sitting up because you're waiting.
Because you need
waiting
help.
For me to now help you with your homework that you didn't understand, wait,
mm-hmm.
from being in class all day, wait. When I remember back in the day, your teacher taught you a lesson on Monday, you stayed on that lesson to Friday.
Right.
And Friday you was getting your quiz and your pop-up. No. Now it's new today, tomorrow.
Every other day is something different. And girl, it's hard for these kids to keep up.
That's what I'm saying. Bitch, Harley can't even fucking soak it in.
You gotta process it, then you want something.
I'm like, well, damn.
No, right, I get it.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, they're holding. It's like the...
They hold teaching.
And it's the curriculum and the way that shit is different now.
Yeah, exactly. Way different.
And
way
then,
different.
But see, I'm the parent that if you don't understand it, I don't understand it. If I email you or communicate with you, mostly things are totally different now when it comes to the learning or like the communication. Because before, if your child ain't know something, you just asked out and they just gonna see the teacher the very next day. But now you can email, you can call,
you
know.
Yeah, like,
so the teachers are more accessible. So if they don't understand something, I'll tell my child in a heartbeat, you need to raise your hand at the end of the class. Don't feel like you're dumb. You need to pull your teacher to the side, because if you come home and you don't know, there's no way I can help you with it.
Right.
So your job, her job is to teach you. And then it's my job to assist you with completing or helping you process it. And if you don't know, and I don't know, we up there looking like Scooby doing fucking Shaggy, because I don't understand. And damn sure. Like,
right.
But you know, we're not going to spend too much time on that. We're going to also talk about...
school is just different.
It is. I mean, my hat goes off to all the parents out there, mothers,
yes,
fathers, sisters,
doing
cousins, whatever, helping out with the homeschooling. Like I said, I have much respect for teachers now. Every teacher's not the same, but I will say that I do appreciate your job, because doing my job in doing school, and it's just too much.
Way too much.
And I mean, unfortunately, I don't foresee school... for us having any more school this year, so this is going to be the rest.
I think this is going to
be. Yeah, we
but
done.
But let me ask you this: who grades them at the end of the
See, I don't even want to see.
Do they get promoted, or like what happens?
I don't know. I told my son if he don't do the work, to my knowledge, it's not necessarily going to be graded. But like I said, they've been sending so many emails. It's really over. I'm overwhelmed. But like I said, I told my son, he in his sixth grade. He like, oh, I'm going straight to the seventh grade. I said, no, you're going to 6S+. Okay, you're not going to the seventh grade. You're going to, yeah, because
right.
You're going to have to, because you can see, I want him to do the work. Like
right.
I said, it's still overwhelming. I want him to do it because I want it to be in his brain. I want it to be fresh. I don't want him to feel like, oh, he completed school up until March,
right.
And now he just gets a pass to go to seventh
right.
grade. They don't.
You want
to
him to
that.
Earn it,
right? And as far as the PSSA says, I'm gonna be honest, like. That shit stresses those kids out.
It does.
It stresses those kids out. And I get that it's a huge part of schooling and the testing is very important. But it just stresses these kids out. So I know they're glad that they don't get a chance to, that they don't have to do the testing. I just don't know what's going on. I know it's a mess. And I just know I want it to end. So fast forward, we're going to continue to talk about this quarantine situation. One of the good things about the quarantine is that we got... homeschool, speaking of homeschool and club quarantine by D Nice.
Facts.
DJ D Nice.
And he had everybody focused, huh?
He definitely came on and started DJing, and it was like, wow, like who would ever think that something so, I'm not really going to say negative, but a stressful time and a stressful situation could be so positive, because
right.
Boom, we got club quarantine.
You got a whole bunch of shit going on now.
Yeah, we had the club quarantine, and I mean, he actually took it to it. He had so many celebrities on there. Michelle Obama.
That's deep.
Janet Jackson.
I never got a chance to watch.
Let's see. Just so many different celebrities, and it got to the point where it started from there. Then it's them doing, I see a lot of local DJs battling and stuff, and that's a good thing, because
yeah.
It's good for the culture, because you have to, like, we're doing nothing but sitting in this house.
And then
let
some people have fun while you're in the house.
Yeah.
Shit, turn the motherfucking live on. Get the
right.
Party started.
Exactly. My neighbor had nerve to knock on my ring my bell. Text me. Ask me, can I turn my motherfucking music down?
What day was this? I hope not Saturday night when we did our happy hour.
No, it wasn't Saturday night. This was I think Thursday I was listening to, back to the quarantine now. It was a bunch of, Instagram battles that, so they had, now, first it started off with the DJs, then it went to, first they started out with the DJ, then it went to the, I guess, producer.
Okay.
So they had producers and writers or whatever. So yeah, exactly. Okay. They had the Timbaland and the Swizz Beatz. I actually missed that one, yeah. And I woke up the next morning and seeing that they did their battle. Then
Nico's was decent.
I seen his. The Hit Boy and Boy Wonder or Wonder Boy or whatever. I don't know. They producers.
Okay.
The Dream and Sean Garrett. I watched theirs.
Uh huh.
That was really good.
Okay.
I kind of slept on Sean Garrett. I didn't know he.
Yo, made as real many shit. Hits I didn't even. Girl, all did. I thought. Wait. Sean Garrett is the one that got the song with Nicki Minaj, right? Tum, 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 tum. Ain't that how the song goes?
I don't know.
Remember when the boys was in there doing the dance, but they had their hands all twisted? I think that is him. But I ain't gonna lie, I didn't even know he had as many songs as he got.
I knew they called him Sean Garrett the Pen, and he said Jay-Z gave him that name, and I mean, I see why, because he did a lot of Beyonce, he did a lot of, you know, he had a bunch of hits. So I will say Dream, I know Dream did Dream did a lot of Beyonce. He did a lot of Rihanna. He did his own shit. So I felt like, damn, like, you know, this is going to be a good. Mm-hmm. I thought Dream was going to knock him out the park, but they really did good. Neo and Jonte Austin.
Okay.
Jonte Austin, I don't really, honestly, I didn't know he was as popular or did as much music, but he come from like back in the day. He mm-hmm. did a lot of Aaliyah's music and stuff like that. So he's definitely like, he had a lot of hits. Mariah Carey.
I missed all of it. I'm so fucking irked.
Yeah. They had Scott Storch and T-Pain. Shout out to Scott Storch from Philly.
Okay.
You know, he did the Lean Back and the
Lean Back. I Lean Back.
No, girl, Scott Storch ain't do T-Pain. Who did? You know what? You done fucked up the notes.
How did I do it?
Because I gave you the notes.
I wasn't even in.
I gave you the notes to write down. Scott Storch did it with Manny Fresh, girl.
Oh, shit.
Scott Storch and Manny Fresh did their joint together. And
Manny Fresh did a lot.
He had a lot of hits, and so did Scott Storch. But see, it's in that battle that sparked up a lot of shit on Twitter because people was upset. They felt as though it was a little, biased, because if you were from East is what they call us, or North or whatever they call us. Like, basically, if you weren't from down South, then, you know, I'm more of a Scott Storch. Even though, don't get me wrong, I love Manny Fresh.
Manny
Fresh carried.
I was a fucking fan.
Manny Fresh carried. He carried a whole label on his back.
Yeah, he did.
So I'm not even going to hold you. He had a lot of hits, but a lot of the shit he was playing, not a lot of it, but a few of the songs he was playing wasn't fucking with Scott Storch. In my eyes.
Okay.
Now, again, I'm not from down South, and even though I'm such a big
fan,
it just was like, okay. Mm-mm. But I will tell you, their last two songs, it was Lean Back versus Back That Ass Up. So
I don't know, because you know that Back That Ass Up is a motherfucking hit, goddammit. And I'm not gonna hold you now. Lean Back, they play it a little bit, but Back That Ass Up, girl, you gonna hear that motherfucker to the end of time.
Right, and everybody know Back That Ass
Up. Hell yeah, that's a fucking class.
And like I
that's a club banger.
Like I said, first we had it's kind of hard because Lean Back was us.
It was Back That Ass Up too,
because that is going to be timeless in the club, no
it
matter
is,
where.
It's
probably the same thing with Lean Back. But see,
it is though. Lean Back is that way. Yeah.
But I mean, shout out to both of them.
Like, right. Shout out to both of them. They had
Little John and Little John and T-Pain.
Well, I ain't gonna hold you. I don't know. I fucked with T-Pain more heavy than I did with Lil Jon.
Right.
I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. I just did.
They both had hits, though.
T-Pain wave. We kind of was on hit. They wave.
But
hold up. Ain't Lil Jon like 6'9", up, line, like low. Get low.
This is what I'm saying, though. Feet. They got two different.
That's what I'm saying. Lanes. That's what I was saying. They just two different ways.
Yeah, they is it's. He even did. Remember back in the day, on American Tour, Capleton. You remember that?
Yeah.
He did that.
What?
I'm about to play this shit for you because I ain't gonna fuck it up trying to sing.
Straight from Yankee, not American.
Yeah, he did that. Little Dream, bitch.
Get the fuck out of here. Shabba Ranks.
That ain't Shabba Ranks. It's Capleton.
Oh, his name was Capleton?
Yeah, girl, but yeah. Oh, nobody really knew his name. We just knew that was our shit when they came on, but it's Capleton.
Right, okay.
So, that's our time. And it's like, damn, for real. And even T-Pain, he had a lot of hits, too.
Right, okay.
So, they both, it was kind of like, oh, damn. You know what I'm saying? It was hard.
It was such.
But a shout out to all the Instagram battles and everything. I will say, coming up, they're supposed to have Teddy Riley versus Babyface.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was actually supposed to happen on yesterday. Supposed to be like a brunch. But I think they said something about Babyface was sick, and then they were saying that they're trying to take it to another level. And I know Teddy Riley did have, like, he did do something live on his website the other day where he performed all his hits kind of like in his living room with Blackstreet. It was okay. It was a little overkill for me, but to me.
I'm going to be honest with you. Like, right now in this day and age, I really don't want to give a fuck about Blackstreet. I really don't want to hear you right now.
Right. I didn't want to hear Blackstreet, but, like, just knowing that he did so many hits, it was like, damn, Teddy. It's like, you don't know until you see, like, you hear the songs, but you don't know who's behind it. Unless you were like us back in the day, I used to buy albums. I used to buy CDs.
Oh, yeah. So did I, girl.
And I used to read them. So, yes. You know, you flip open a booklet. Girl, and you're like, oh. But see, nobody remembers all of that because now everything is about streams. And online and YouTube, so nobody really knows.
Don't nobody even go buy them no more.
Right. The good thing is now this gives an entitled and Apple Music, like they actually created these playlists, so you can actually go back and listen to this shit to see. Like, so it just creates like.
I think I'm gonna look some of that shit up because I don't remember half the damn songs that Teddy Riley did.
Yes. So Teddy Riley did a lot of shit. Like he did. I don't know if he can fuck with Babyface. Don't get me wrong. I'm not gonna sleep on him. But Babyface
is a fucking legend.
It's a lot. I'm excited to see that battle. So they haven't postponed it yet. Just keep an eye out on Instagram, on Timbaland and Swizz Beatz, and they're going to definitely bring, let us know when they're going to start that. But, you know, as far as the media and things that's been going on lately, you know, Jeezy, he proposed to...
to the Chinese girl.
The Chinese girl. Jeannie Mai is her name, from The Real.
Yes.
And I'm not even going to hold you. I'm not racist, but I'm not here for it.
I'm not here for it neither because I'm just fucking confused of how the fuck you come out on the white horse as fucking Prince Charming and you was whipping Keisha Cole's ass. I'm confused. Since when the fuck you get your mind right?
So he was whipping her ass when?
Back in the day when the fuck he was messing with her. When she walked in, she walked in that fucking house and caught that bitch in there, he beat her the fuck up and put her the fuck out.
Okay.
Okay.
But did she get locked up?
Yeah. It was a whole big thing. Like, they went through a whole big thing. She proposed. He told her no. All kinds of shit. It was a whole bunch of shit going on. But my whole thing is, when did you get your mind right? How the fuck are you all
of a sudden? But that was a long time ago. You act like that was last week, though.
I don't give a fuck.
Niggas grow up. And you don't know, I mean, and I'm not, listen.
But what
I'm
saying is you became grown for the Asian persuasion.
I'm not giving him.
You didn't become grown for the black bitch.
I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt. Well, I am going to give him the benefit of the doubt because I really don't know. We don't know what the fuck Keisha Cole, what type of toxic she was. We don't know. So we can't just blame her because we really don't
know. People do change people.
Yeah.
You do.
You change for who you want to change for.
And then on top of that, you can become a different person for who you want to be with. I get that. But my whole thing is I just be hating that little cop out. Like, niggas always want to get their mind right when they go to another motherfucker.
Right.
That's my whole thing. You know what I'm saying? You can
become a
good
man. Maybe he felt like he had to get his mind right in order to be with a certain woman, no matter the race. So, I mean, again, I'm not really here for it. I don't really care for
Jeannie. But shout out 20 years later, you finally got your mind right. I'm glad got your shit together, Jeezy. Shout out Jeezy got his shit together.
No.
Ain't that the punchline that he told her when the fuck he told her that he wasn't going to marry her?
Yeah.
He told her, I got to get my shit together. Your family got it together. Go ahead. Shout out 17 years later. Go ahead.
Hey, 17 damn years. Wait, speaking of catching somebody in a house with somebody. Girl, what the fuck is going on with Yaya Mayweather?
Girl, acting fucking crazy. She got to be the most ghetto-ish child I've ever seen that has so much money.
It's so sad, though, because...
My fault. I have access to so much money.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because it's hard to know that you were raised. It don't matter how much money you got. So with that being said, it's like, it don't matter how much money you got.
Right.
How you raise your child.
Right.
They're still going to grow up and be exactly who they want to be.
And she's ratchet. She's ratchet. She's really ratchet and very fucking ghetto.
But listen.
And I hope to God that that girl really, really, really,
pull
really,
through
really
and ain't nothing wrong. Through. They said that she
really
was
nothing wrong with her.
They were saying she was in critical condition. I don't know how true it is. Do you know? Because I don't know.
I don't know neither. Like, from what I heard, like, she just was supposed to be in the hospital or whatever. And that was it. Like, she supposed to have stabbed the girl in her arms or whatever, walking in, catching her boyfriend with his baby mom, which is... I ain't here for none of that shit. Because as a man, he should have checked all that shit. She should have never have to fucking go after no other motherfucker about him. And that's that. Like, I think that shit was just all...
Yeah, trifling. Because it's funny how... But see... I'm also a firm believer in, so let me kind of retract what I said. I'm kind of contradicting myself now when I say how you raise your child just because he raised her with a lot of money or whatever. You can't buy class and you cannot.
Listen,
you can't buy class and you cannot replace being a good parent. Whereas though him, if for one, he's a womanizer. He deals with multiple women. He disrespects women.
Right.
You know, publicly humiliation. It's a lot of shit that he do.
Right.
So when you raise your child in that type of environment and that's what she see, she don't know no fucking better.
She don't.
Her mother put up with it. Her mother was okay with being one of the many multiples and whatever.
Right.
So it's just like, how could you expect a child to want more? So
she's
it's like, in that situation, you can kind
of
say, damn, I blame at home. I blame the parents.
Well,
because,
it's sad. It's absolutely fucking sad. It's sad. It's sad. It's absolutely sad. And that's just crazy. Like, it's just fucking crazy. Like,
yeah, it's like you know, furthermore, they're saying NBA young boy, oh, he has herpes. He got multiple kids. All this is alleged and him having herpes. I don't know. I know he has multiple children. I know from allegedly he beats women and womanizes women. And oh, so it's a lot of things that, why do you want to even be a part of it?
And because this is what she's seen. That goes back to a couple episodes. We had a couple episodes ago, we were saying about these guys being daddies to their daughters, being relevant in their lives, not just being the fuck there, but really being there hands on. That shit started at home. You supposed to teach your daughter what not to accept from a man.
Yeah.
And what not to go through. And that shit is sad. That little girl really going about to throw her whole fucking life away. Because if her money don't buy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What the fuck that judge saying? Bitch, you're going to jail.
Well, but guess what? And the crazy thing about it is, I honestly don't know what's going on inside of their relationship and what it seems as though.
He's playing two ends against the fucking middle.
I really don't think that Floyd is with the shits. I think that Floyd wants better for his daughter and would, I'm sure, prefers her not to. She's old enough. She's an adult now. So she's of age where as though he can't control her. Yeah, and the one thing he can't control is that money flow. He can control what she's with her access.
Now, from what I've been following when watching the fucking story, what I get from it is that Mayweather is a pompous piece of shit. And he really don't give a fuck about nobody but himself. And at the end of the fucking day, all he care about is him. He don't care about his daughters, his sons, or none of that bullshit because his life and what he got going on is all he give a fuck about.
And that's a lot of those
because
celebrities.
NBA Youngboy straight called him the fuck out on motherfucking Instagram, Twitter, and all. You never even fucking respond. Why?
Right.
Because you got so much money, you so full of your fucking self, you don't even see none of this shit.
Listen, and that's what I'm saying. No, I don't even look at it like that. What I look at it is like, at this point, he just like, okay, that's the fuck on her. Exactly. I told her to leave his ass alone, and let's look at what the fuck she got herself into. Not this, I mean, and sometimes you got to give your child tough love.
But how can you stop, how can you tell your son, how can you tell your daughter to stop messing with you?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
All she doing is messing with you.
And that comes with
she's
the daddy.
She's messing with a nigga, like,
with a nigga just like him. Exactly. But see, niggas don't look at it like that, though.
They don't.
See, because see, if they think it's okay to womanize, you know, be a womanizer and to treat women a certain way, but then when it comes to their baby girls,
right?
Oh, they think that they're exempt. They think that,
nope.
The same thing with NBA Youngboy. Like, you, do he
you
have
got daughters? I don't know, but if he do, look at this shit. This is going to be you and your daughters 18 years from now.
I don't know if he got daughters. I think he got a bunch of little boys.
And that's even fucking worse.
I'm not sure. Either way, this cycle is just repeating itself, and I just hope that she wakes up.
She needs to wake up. She needs to.
She wants better. It's like, where's her mom? Where's her mom? Too busy at basketball games and playing dress up. And
exactly. Or getting your body done or anything else you decide you want to do.
Yeah, so I'm going, you know, pray for Yaya as a mother's perspective. I'm not trying to judge her. Because, I mean, as, you know, at 19, we all did some dumb shit.
We did some dumb shit.
But for me, if I was 19 and my father was a millionaire the way he was, I wouldn't even, a nigga like NBA Youngboy wouldn't even be
you
able to fucking touch me.
I can't see past the money. That's it. I'm just over here with the money. I'm in love with the money. I don't see nothing else. First of all, I just don't get it.
But you know what? That just put you in the mind of, like...
And then look what she went for. NBA Youngboy.
That put you in the mind of, like, Nunu. Look at fucking Nunu from off of fucking... off of ATL.
Okay.
Her family had money. Her father had money. Her mother had money. Everybody had money. But... she still wanted to hang with the ghetto-ass twins, still wanted to, you know, run behind T.I., still wanted to fucking, you know, be hood. And that wasn't really her. So it's just sad. Just hug your daughters, love on your kids, daughters, sons, whatever, and show them, you know, the best way you can. And I see why Floyd he's not responding to it, because in his eyes, like, look, I did all I could do. Whether he did his best or whether it was effective, apparently, you know, when your children become grown, they're going to branch out and do whatever the fuck they choose to do. And it's not really much you can do about that. So, you know.
Girl, leave those niggas alone. Okay? If everybody abide by the rules of the quarantine, none of this would be going on. Okay? You shouldn't have been going over his house. You shouldn't have been going over that house. She shouldn't have been walking up in jail. Meanwhile, this is all people that could be infected.
This is all, first of all, they were just on a private plane or jet or something last week, and she was fucking using the lint roller to clean his clothes. Like, where the fuck is y'all going?
Girl, and she was at a live, she was on live at a party. Girl kept trying to tell the white girls that he had proposed to her and bought her a ring. Meanwhile, everybody at the party keep talking about, girl, shut up, something like
girl, bye. But
girl,
see,
you gotta prove that he bought you a ring.
See, they were trying to say that this was a ring that he gave her for her 18th birthday or something
and
like that.
Right,
her father, that Floyd did. So it looked like that ring. Anyway, my thing is,
who, my wife? My wife?
Yeah, but you sit up here calling, but that's your wife, but you just had another bitch in there.
And you was cooperating with the cops.
That's why he mad.
Right.
Because first of all,
when they locked up,
stop it, baby. Right. But see, he went and bailed out. So I guess that's her, that's him professing his love or whatever, confession, whatever.
I'm done, girl. That is him covering up him being a rat.
Yeah. That's this nigga was cooperating. Damn. And see, that's why a nigga called
damn, my nigga
had to fucking call him out. And then he would get mad and want to call Floyd bitch ass daddy and all that.
You
know,
fucking
Kodak
Black and all that. What the fuck? He sitting there saying shit from jail. He can say whatever he likes.
He want. Because you fully cooperating.
Because you fully cooperating. That's what the paper said. I read it.
Period.
Period.
So going forward, we just want everybody to take this shit serious.
Be safe. Stay in the house. Wash your hands. Put your mask on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Put your mask on.
This shit is real. We need to get back out here for the summer. We need to have our summer. Okay?
And we're going to try to come together and get y'all episodes, you know, a little more often. Like I said, the quarantine had us down. We fell back a little bit, but now we are back and we do appreciate all the love. We
all
appreciate
the love all and the support.
And shout out to everybody that's been on our asses about the new episode. Yes. So now the new episode is up. We don't have no letter today. Unfortunately, I do, but I don't really have time to read it. We're going to bring it on the next episode. So you will get another episode within the next week. Thank you guys for rocking with us each and every week. We love you. Stay safe. Stay home.
Stay safe. Stay home.
God bless.